I'm Metal Mike, and this is Six Hair Metal Hits, featured in Cobra Kai. Now, I thought Karate Kid was okay back in the day, but I am just obsessed with Cobra Kai. It's such a cool take on the Karate Kid subject matter. For somebody like me, who was alive in the 80s, all the 80s nostalgia is just spot on. When Johnny wears a Metallica shirt, or he takes Miguel to a Dee Snider concert, it just sweetens the pot for us 80s hair metal maniacs.
Have a nice day, I guess.
Now in episode 1, season 1 of Cobra Kai, we get reacquainted with the badass himself, Mr. Johnny Lawrence. Now it's pretty clear he's stuck in the past and he's going nowhere. He's cruising around in his old Trans Am, listening to some Poison, Nothing But a Good Time, on cassette. Now this came off Poison's second album, Open Up and Say Ah. It was released in 1988 as the lead-off single, and it's really become the band's signature song. A big hit too, reaching number 6 on the Billboard charts. Now by the third episode of season 1, Johnny reluctantly agrees to train Miguel. In one scene, he rips on Miguel's pop music ringtone. He tells him to get some Guns N' Roses. This leads Miguel down an 80s metal wormhole, as he describes it, and he discovers Rat. Well done, Johnny! Now Lay It Down was the lead-off single from Rat's second album, 1985's Invasion of Your Privacy. This album was a big hit for Rat, going double platinum. And this song is an awesome sleazy track, and it's definitely a great representation of the LA glam metal sound.
Are you nerds?
No, Sensei!
Are you sure?
No, Sensei!
Now in episode 8, Johnny brings Cobra Kai to the junkyard to do some badass Rocky-style training. The kids smash all kinds of stuff to the very fitting We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Now Twisted Sister claim to be the most musically licensed rock band ever, and they might be right. You hear this song on all kinds of shows and commercials. It was the big hit off their 1984 breakthrough album, Stay Hungry. Now with rebellious songs like this and the over-the-top image, they paved the way for many other rockers to follow.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll go get Miguel.
I'm not here for Miguel.
Now when we get to episode 8 of season 2, Johnny's starting to develop a crush on Miguel's mom. He has a cheesy 80s fantasy dream about Carmen, and Whitesnake's Here I Go Again is the perfect soundtrack. Now this song was originally released by the band in 1982, and it was met with moderate success. But the re-recorded glam power ballad version of this from 1987's Whitesnake album took the song all the way up to number 1 on the Billboard charts. Another one you hear on all kinds of commercials, just a monster hit for these guys.
It's Dodge Caravan.
That's the car.
In the first episode of season 3, Daniel and Johnny work together to find Robbie, and they find themselves in a high-speed car chase. Well, guys, Motley Crue has the perfect song for you, Kickstart My Heart. Now, this comes from Motley Crue's biggest album, 1989's Dr. Feelgood. Now, this fast-paced rocker was the second of 5 singles, yes, 5 singles from this classic album. Kickstart My Heart was used in Kia car commercials and has been in tons of other commercials and movies. In episode 7 of the new season, Miguel is now able to stand again and Johnny puts him through rigorous training. Johnny knows the right music to inspire the kids of today, metal! I gotta admit, I was kinda surprised to hear Wasp in Cobra Kai. This definitely is the rarest of the 6 songs we've showcased. This is the first single from Wasp's rebellious self-titled 1984 debut album. Now these guys didn't sell as many records as some of the other bands we've talked about, but they have shocked more people with their wild image and their stage antics. Well, that's it for now. Hopefully there will be many more seasons of this amazing show to talk about in the future. Thanks for watching. Rock on!